Chapter 24. For the first time since it was created, the memory room received visitors who were not necessarily an empero.
"What is this place?"
Nadashi no Hamapiten said, looking at the spare furnishing and bare walls.
"It's a place that you would have had access to if you were empero," Greyland said,
"where you could talk to any of the emperos who had come before you. Well, a version of them anyway."
"Any of them?"
"Yes."
"Including you?" "Quite evidently, me."
"And you would have known I had murdered you?" "As I was aware of your plans a few days before you murdered me, yes."
"You knew?
And you didn't stop me?"
"I did know.
And I did stop you.
Not from killing you?"
"No, not that. But from becoming emperor."
"You did that already," Nadashi protested. "You made fucking Kiva Lagos your heir before you died."
"The point wasn't just to stop you from being emperor," Greyland said. "The point was to stop it all. All the conspiracies and plots and nonsense, that wouldn't have stopped if I still lived. You or someone else like you, well, there's not quite anyone like you, but you understand what I'm getting at, would have kept coming at me. If I had simply named Kiva my heir, you would have tried to kill her either before or after she came to the throne. And you think you've stopped all that now?
I think I've made it clear that secrets are not something that can be kept from me. And I released enough of everybody's secrets that they'll be too busy dealing with their own problems for a while to make any problems for Kiva.
You've made a lot of problems for the nobles."
"Yes, that was the plan."
"You might get some of them killed," Nadashi pointed out.
"It's not me who made them choose to endorse a path where billions were sacrificed to save a few and their money."
"You just publicized it, is all."
"Since a key portion of the plan was killing me, I can live with it, so to speak."
"And you think you can somehow get everyone to end, eventually?"
"I do."
"How are you going to do that?"
"You mean with the prophecies of Raykella and those other ships waiting to shoot anyone out of the sky and you having canceled my plan for a backdoor attack through Ikoyi?"
"I meant more long-term, but sure."
"You gave out clearance codes to your co-conspirators."
"I've collected those. We'll come in through the front door. As for the rest of it, well, the math is complicated. Just trust I can make it work. Or don't, you'll be dead by the time it's done anyway."
"So, what are you going to do with me?" Nadashi no Hamapiten asked.
"I'm going to make you lose everything, of course," Greyland said. "The House of Nohamapiten is formally dissolved. You know that."
"I heard."
"That was one of Emperor Mavel's first acts," Greyland paused.
"You know that's Kiva's imperial name."
Nadashi rolled her eyes.
"Yes."
"Curious choice."
"In any event, Mavel chose not to ennoble any other family. She put the Nohamapiten assets in trust for the citizens of Terhatum."
"I thought it was such a good idea. I asked her to do the same with the House of Wu for the benefit of the citizens of Hub. I suspect dissolving both of those houses will end a lot of mischief, both in themselves and because they will serve as object examples to other noble houses."
"If you say so."
"I do. Also, on a more personal level, all your accounts have been seized and turned over to the Ministry of Revenue. Also your mother's accounts and your brother Granny's accounts.
You're all broke, Nadashi."
"We're all under penalty of death for treason, so I don't think that matters much."
"Mavel and I decided that death wasn't the appropriate punishment for you, Nadashi."
"So, what are you going to do then?"
"Why, I'm going to give you what you always said you wanted."
"And just what is that?"
Greyland smiled and told her.
"You know, it's funny," said Emperor Mavel, a.k.a. Kiva Lagos. "I was thinking to myself not too long ago that people were going to have to change the way they live because the end of the universe was coming and there were only a certain number of people who could freeload, and I fully intended to be one of them. Now look how that fucking turned out."
"The job of Emperor is not a job for freeloaders," Greyland said.
"Well, it can be, just not now." "So you're saying I should have gotten this gig earlier?"
"A lot earlier."
"Figures."
"Sorry."
"You can still take the job back, you know," Kiva said.
Greyland shook her head. "I have another job now. And anyway, it's a job for the living."
Kiva pointed to Greyland's head. "Fine, but just so you know, I'm not going to get a fucking set of wires put into my head," she said. I have too much stuff in there I don't want other people to know, ever.
You're the last emperor, Greyland said. The one who wraps up the interdependency. After you, there won't be any others. So, after you, there won't be anyone coming to the memory room anyway.
Okay, good, Kiva said, because I'm not going to lie to you, this shit is creepy.
I know, I think so too.
So, how are we going to do this? Wrap up the interdependency.
It's simple. You are going to tell people what to do in terms of preparing the individual systems for isolation. I'm going to tell you if they are doing it, and what to do if they're not. The further we go along, the more systems will become isolated and the less you'll have to do. I will start monitoring systems by direct beam of light communication, keeping them updated with the latest developments about evanescent streams appearing and disappearing, and the most recent science about manipulating flow shoals. I act as a central hub for information once all the long-standing flow streams disappear.
The temporary flow streams will still connect systems.
The evanescent streams, yes, only for a few months or years for each stream, but that's enough time for a transfer of information or supplies, or to move structures from one system to another as part of the long path to end.
And you're going to make this work? Greyland shook her head.
That's going to be up to the people in the individual systems to do.
I can give them all the information I have and they need, but once the interdependency is gone, it will be up to them to decide what to do with that information.
I don't think everyone is going to make it to end, but a lot of them will.
That's going to fuck up that planet.
If we can eventually move the habitats, then people will still live in them. We'll just have moved all of the interdependency to a single system.
Kiva shook her head. Crowded as hell, Greyland smiled.
Space is pretty big, even in one system.
If you say so.
How's your mother? Greyland asked.
Smug as fuck, Kiva said. I don't know why I listened to you and made her a duchess.
She was helpful to me. After I changed to this, I needed a live human to help me do things.
I needed someone I could trust and someone I knew could get things done, like get you out of prison for one. She just rented a transport and told Senia to get in it. You did the actual jail busting.
It wouldn't have worked if the transport wasn't there to pick you up. You know, she never doubted you were alive. When I told her you were, she was just, yes, of course she is.
That's Mom, Kiva said.
Thank you for staying alive, by the way. If you were dead, I would have had to make Mars the Emperor.
You're welcome, because he would have been shit at the job.
I know.
And also, fuck you for dying, Greyland. Now I have to do this shitty job.
Greyland laughed at that. There are perks. You have a nice house.
The damn thing is haunted. I keep seeing ghosts.
Well, when the last flow stream is about to collapse, you can go to end and leave the house behind.
We'll see.
So you might stay?
Kiva was silent for a moment. You know, my mom, the Duchess, is heading back to Ikoyi.
I did, Greyland said. She plans to die there.
Not anytime soon, but one day. And until then, she'll do what she can to help Ikoyi make it through its isolation. She's not leaving her people behind.
I know. Your mother is one of the best of us.
I'm not just the Emperor, Kiva said. I'm also Queen of Hub. When I'm done with the interdependency and it's gone, there will still be hundreds of millions of people in this system. And what I don't want them to think is, our chicken shit queen just left us behind.
I think that's wise.
Anyway, you'll still be here. You can listen to me bitch and moan about my job every once in a while. You know, when Senia wants a break from it.
Fair enough. I'm glad you have Senia, Kiva.
I'm glad too, Kiva said. Although that was fucking unexpected.
Love often is, Greyland said.
I want to ask you a question, Marsh said. It's a weird question, but I'd like to know the answer.
Of course, Cardinia said.
The night you died, I thought I heard you call my name on the Auvergne, just before I woke up. Did you? Was that you?
No, Cardinia said gently. But I wish it was.
Marsh nodded at this and looked around the memory room. So this is what it was like all this time.
This is it, Cardinia agreed.
I imagined it as, well, more.
It is more when you fill it with emperors.
Why did you do it? Mars asked.
Because it was the only way to break the cycle of coup.
Mars held up a hand. Not why you died. Why did you ask to marry me when you knew you were going to die?
I didn't know I would need to die when I asked.
but you thought it might be a possibility.
I had thought about it. Ever since I learned about Raykella, and ever since you told me there was a possibility of shaping flow shoals.
So why did you ask me to marry you? Mars asked.
Because I love you, Cardenia said.
Everything I said to you that night when I proposed was true. Is true. Is still true.
I loved that you were fighting the good fight, even if you stood to lose it. And then I saw there was an opportunity to win that fight.
Or, if not to win it, then to keep fighting until there was a better chance to win it.
You won the fight, but you lost the possibility of us, Mars said.
Yes, Cardenia said. And when I realized that's what I had to do, I broke down. On that bench you're sitting on right now.
But you did it anyway.
There are billions of people whose lives I could save by doing it. I'm Cardenia Wu Patrick, who loves you, Mars. More than I can possibly tell you. More than I love pie.
Mars smiled and laughed at this,
and then began to cry.
I'm also Greyland II, who is the Emperor and mother of all. And I had a responsibility that was greater than what I wished and wanted and hoped for myself.
I'm sorry, Mars, that was selfish of me, I know.
What? Mars said and wiped his face. That's the opposite of selfish.
Selfish because I should have told you, or at least warned you, or maybe I just shouldn't have proposed.
Don't say that.
Why? My proposal is hurting you.
No, it's not the proposal that hurts.
You proposing to me was the happiest moment I can remember having.
What hurts is imagining the future we would have, thinking about it and wanting it, and then having it taken away. Mars drew a heavy breath. Having it taken away so soon after having the privilege of imagining.
And to have it taken away by me.
What? No, you didn't take it away. Nadashi no Hamapitan did it. It's on her. It's all on her. He looked up at Cardenia.
You're letting her live, I hear.
I suggested it, and Kiva agreed, on the principle that it would make Nadashi miserable longer.
I have to tell you, I might have gone a different route on that one.
I wouldn't blame you for that.
I don't know what to do now, Cardenia, Mars said. You're gone, but you're still here. I can see you and hear you, but I can't touch you or be with you.
I hurt all the time. I don't know what to do.
I know what you should do, Cardenia said. But I don't think you'll like it.
Tell me anyway.
You need to go away, Cardenia said.
Away from me.
Away from this.
Mars laughed softly at this. You're not wrong. But I don't know if that would do the trick.
Well, about that. I spoke to Kiva about this and we agreed to two options to present to you.
Two options?
Yes. The first is, you go home. Back to End as the new Duke.
You want to make me the Duke of End?
No one deserves it more,
Cardenia said.
And as the Duke of End, you and your family would be well-placed to make sure that when new people and habitats arrive in the system, they are intelligently incorporated to keep them and your planet alive.
When the flow stream from Hub finally collapses and the interdependency is done, you become King of End.
What's the second option?
You go to Earth.
What?
I've been analyzing the data you sent back, along with all the data you collected before.
You have, Mars said.
I have, yes, Cardenia said.
Chenevere gave me some of his systems to get me started.
I don't know how to put this, Mars, but I'm more than I was before. Different.
Better.
Cardenia shook her head.
Not better. Just different. The point is, I synthesized the data and put it together to make predictions on future evanescent flow streams. I saw something in it, and I asked Chenevere to run it to see if he saw the same thing.
He did.
A flow stream from here, opening up 6 months from now into territory that corresponds to a system claimed by Earth.
Wow, Mars said.
Wow.
There are caveats, Cardenia said.
The stream we identified goes out. Neither Chenevere nor I have predicted a corresponding stream returning. One may show up when we get more data from more evanescent shoals and we can make better predictions, but for now, out is the only direction. We estimate 6 months in the stream. Neither Chenevert nor I know what's on the other side of that stream. In Chenevert's time, there was a young colony there, but who's to say what's there now? Finally, Chenevert says he has a map of the flow streams the systems aligned with Earth used, but it's very old. And he can't guarantee that a collapse event kicked off by the rupture hasn't happened there. You could be taking a one-way trip to nowhere. But if there is something there, then you'd be the first person in 1,500 years to meet humans from Earth. Or from one of their systems, anyway. Wow, Marsh said again. Cardenia smiled. Chenevert said that's what you would say. He also told me to tell you that if you wanted to make that trip, the Auvergne is yours, and he would be delighted to be your pilot. Marsh stopped. I need to think about this. Of course. It's a lot. Yes, it is, Cardenia said. I should also tell you that if you take the exploration option, Kiva intends to make your sister Vrenna Duchess of End. Apparently, Kiva remembers her well and was quite taken with her.
Coming from Kiva, that could be taken in all number of ways.
I suppose so, but no matter what, the dukedom is coming into your family. I don't know if that influences your decision one way or another. Thank you, Cardenia, Marsh said. I have a lot to think about all of a sudden. Yes, you do, Cardenia said. That was the plan.
Marsh got up and moved to the door of the memory room, then stopped and turned.
I love you. You know that. And I love you, Marsh. No matter where you are, and always.
He smiled and left the room. Cardenia waited a few moments, gathering herself, and then called Chenevert.
You were right, she said to him. He grabbed onto Earth like it was a long-lost pet.
Which is what you wanted him to do, Chenevert reminded her.
I know.
So you think he'll choose that?
I'm certain of it. He'll fight it for a bit, but think of the science.
And you? Chenevert asked. How will you be? Part of you is still human. We'll always be human.
It'll hurt, Cardenia said. It will hurt for a long time.
That's not a bad thing.
No. No, I suppose not.
All right. When he finally admits to coming around, I'll let you know. And you can have our dear new Emperor open up the money drawer. We won't have any problem outfitting and staffing a trip to Earth, even if it might be one way. That might even be a draw.
It might be, Cardenia said. But Chenevert.
Yes, my dear?
Promise me something.
Anything.
Promise that one day you'll come back.
That he'll come back.
Oh, Cardenia, Chenevert said. Why would you worry such a thing? However long it takes, I will always bring him home.
So you've said your goodbyes, Raquel said to Cardenia. They're not goodbyes, Cardenia said. I'll be speaking to some of them again. Some of them quite a lot. Not to them. To what you were before.
Oh, that.
Yes, I suppose I have.
That's good, Raquel said.
It's important. You can't be what we are now and not have done that.
Be immortal, you mean?
We're not immortal, Raquel reminded her. But we get to live as long as we're useful. And that is a rare privilege. And what about you? Cardenia said. How much longer will you choose to live? The interdependency is ending. You wanted to see how it turned out. Now you know.
I don't know, Raquel said. It's been a long time to be alive. I was worried for some time there that it would end badly. But I don't worry about that now. Because of you, Cardenia.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
If I do decide to leave you one day, will you think of me? Raquel asked.
Of course.
This is the memory room. You will always be here.
Yes, Raquel agreed.
Then shall we begin with the end?
Yes, let's, Cardenia said. We'll make it one to remember.